Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. And we are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners and more than 195 countries? And to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, India, China, you name it. All over the world, and to God be the glory. I want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Big and Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Group's Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Big and Praise Convention, the originator and founder of the First Group International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. And great news, we are excited to have Archie back. And at this time, without any further ado, put your hands together from all over the world and let's welcome our Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Please stand by for one moment. Hallelujah. And you will hear his voice.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Can you hear me? This is Dr. Bernard Johnson. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We hear you now. God bless. Welcome back.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Hagen. Wonderful to be back on the block line with all these special people. And I want to thank all of you for holding my arms up. And then Moses went up there to the top of the mountain. And the Amalekites were trying to fight the Israelites. As long as he held his arms up and his hands up, they won the battle. And I feel the same way. Y'all have been holding my hands up and my arms up, and we are winning the battle. Thank you so much from the very bottom of my heart. It's a wonderful day to be here to give God thanks and to give him praise. I tell you, I'm still on a high from Sunday at Amazing Grace. I preached a message, but I didn't preach a message. I just God gave me a demonstration that was so effective in the Holy Ghost that it just opened the eyes of so many people there at our church and helped them to see what their lives are about and what their, you might say, what God had giving them an assignment to do. They begin to see their purpose in life more than ever before. I preached about and demonstrated a light to the world, a light to the world. And I want to just tell you that's what you are on this line, a light to the world. There's so many people who are listening to you right now. We'll get our station identification, but there's so many people who are listening to you. Just give God thanks. And let me tell you something. Your thank yous can inspire others to give God praise more. And that's a ministry. Someone asks you, what is one of your ministries? Just tell them one of my ministries is to inspire people to praise God even more. I believe that's one of my ministries. That's why you're on the blog line, because God made my ministry effective, and that is to inspire people more to give God praise. Amen. And adopt that ministry for your life that you're about on this blog line, on the prayer line. Your major goal is to inspire people more to give God praise. Amen. I have adopted a lifelong goal now. I didn't know if I'd ever do this, didn't think about it, but it just seemed right at the time. It must have been the Holy Ghost. I know it was the Holy Ghost. I know that beyond the shadow of a doubt. The Holy Ghost has led me now with a lifelong goal. And that lifelong goal is simply to make the name of Jesus hot again. You say, well, he's already hot. No, his name is not hot. His disciples' names are hot. Yeah. Their names are hot. But when Jesus was on the earth, they said, Jesus is coming. And they flocked like the Africans do now. They flocked from miles around to just be where Jesus was. And when he made it, oh, my God, they thronged around him. He was so hot. His name was so hot. They got on top of a roof and removed the roof in order to let a sick man down to him. Oh, my God, Jesus was hotter than anybody's ever been. Hotter than Michael Jackson, hotter than any big name you can name nowadays. They ain't hot compared to how Jesus was. Yeah, they come from miles around. You think the Royals had a celebration? Shoot. When Jesus was on this earth, he could draw like nobody could draw. He was something. And I learned that response is a learned response. People learn to do that. They're taught to do that. The other day when we had that celebration here in Kansas City, Missouri, at the Union Station, Fox 4 Television got behind that and pumped it so. And they had a parade, I believe it was in 30 years ago, they had that celebration. And they saw what they could do then and learned from it. It was a learned response. And let me tell you something. Coming together for Jesus can be a learned response. People can come together for him like that and even more than that if they're taught to do it. I never forget that day when I saw that crowd. I want to tell you two things about it. Number one, they said it was about 800,000 people there for the Royals who won the World Series. That's what I'm talking about. And when I saw that crowd, I said, Lord, why can man be celebrated more than you? They celebrate like this because they hit a home run over in that park there in New York where the Mets were. And hit home runs when they in Kansas City, Missouri. But I said, Lord, over 2,000 years ago, Jesus hit a home run greater than any home run that any of the Royals have hit, and they're still trying to find the ball. Greatest home run ever hit in the history of the world was hit by Jesus. And we ought to help him be celebrated more than any Royals or anybody else. And so what I'm trying to tell you is that the home run that was hit by the Royals cannot compare to the home run that was hit by Jesus. And my lifelong goal is to get that people to teach them and to train them and to show them. It's a learned experience, a learned response, just like God's Jesus' disciples now. You say their names, and then they pack out the auditorium for them, you know, because it's a learned response. But they can learn to come together for Jesus if it's taught. The problem is it's never been taught. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Never been taught. So we want to make the name of Jesus hotter than ever before, and we're going to do it. God gives us the strength. And it will take the finance to do it, and it's going to happen. Amen. 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 So I want to just tell you, I saw it in a vision. The stadiums were packed with people praising God like never before. Now, you saw those Royals, people praising God. But, oh, my God, when Jesus gets through, yeah, they're going to be praising God like the world has never seen before. That was nothing compared to how they're going to be praising God. Hey, my God, they're going to be running, oh, jumping, screaming, hollering, dancing, doing the holy dance in the stadium, everything. That's going to be magnificent. Now, the second thing I want to tell you is, did you see that crowd the other day for the Royals? They said it was about 800,000 people there for the Royals. Yeah, 800,000. And then you know what I begin to think about? I'm going to have my station identification. And in our station identification, these are figures that we weren't given these. I mean, we weren't trying to put these figures up. They gave it this
Tutor from the blog, and they were certified figures, and said that we have a listening audience of over 100 million, 195 different countries. Now, if that's correct, you know, I wonder, you know, you believe what the world tells you, but you don't, you want to question what the Lord is doing. I mean, why can't you get behind what the Lord is doing? Because if that is correct, 800,000 compared to 100 million, you know what that is? It takes, let me see, 800,000, 100 times 800,000, it's 80 million. In other words, the listening audience for this blog to thank the Lord, to give him praise, is about 120 times what you saw on television the other day. 120 times larger than that. That's 100 million. Because 800,000 is not even a million. But 100 million is about 120 times that. And I don't say that boastfully, but I'm trying to get you to see that God is doing something in this world today. Every knee one day, not 120 million or 120 times 800,000, but one day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus, and I love the royals, God bless them, you know, but they're not going to confess that the royals are Lord. They're not going to confess that the Mets are Lord, or whoever you want to name, any baseball team or football team, but they're going to confess that Jesus is Lord. And I'm looking forward to that day. One more thing I want to tell you is if you see the vets really kind of feeling bad, there's a reason why. Here the Royals, and I'm not trying to knock them or nothing, but I just want you to see something. Here the Royals hit home runs and won a game between another team, and 800,000 give them a parade like never before. And here the vets, the people who fought in a war, went and risked their lives, and some of them got shot, came back without legs and without arms, and were in harm's way everywhere while we're there, fearful every day of their lives. And when they came home, they didn't get even maybe 50 people to meet them at the airport. Nobody was there to meet them. Can you understand what I'm trying to tell you, how they felt? Amen. If you understand how they felt, then understand how Jesus would feel if here people who were hitting home runs and welcomed by 800,000 people cheering and going crazy over them. And Jesus went to Calvary and hit the greatest home run ever written or ever recorded in the history of the world. And they're getting, the Royals are getting a better reception than Jesus. Not angry at nobody, not mad at nobody, not jealous of nobody, not nothing. I'm just trying to get your eyes to open up where you can see light. As I said at a church Sunday, you are the light of the world, and you ought to be able to see light and see things around you. All right. God bless you. I love you. If you've got a mouth tonight and you own this blog line, I want to challenge you to open up your mouth and give God praise. Yeah, the Bible says in Psalms 105, read it. Yeah. It tells us that we ought to make known his deeds before the people. Give him glory, give him adoration, sing unto him, praise him. He deserves the praise of the people. Don't do him like some people have done others. Give them more praise than they give to the one who's really been there for them, been there for them. And yet they sing the praises of other folks. That's what I call backwards mentality. Don't have backwards mentality. Give the Lord the praise that he rightfully deserves. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and kindness and love and generosity. We thank you for great health and great strength. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost being on this line. God, I thank you for opened my eyes and given me revelations about your glory, about what you should receive, about the praise and adoration that should go to you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. We appreciate you. And we ask that you forgive all sin, everything done that shouldn't have been done, everything thought that shouldn't have been thought, everything that we should have done that we didn't get done. Keep sharing with people, Lord. The sin is not only what we do, but sin is also what we don't do. When we don't give you the proper praise, when we don't obey you and your commandments, when we don't give you the glory, and we get big-headed and try to take your glory, sin. And God, we humbly come before you as a lamb. Oh, God, we don't know nothing. We're dumb. Don't know nothing unless you tell us. And we can't do nothing unless you do it through us. We ain't nothing unless you help us to be somebody. But we come to give you praise. Receive it tonight. And you shall be blessed, my son, for showing the people what I rightfully deserve, said the Lord. God bless you. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Those who have a mind and a desire to praise him, open the lines and let's get them to praising with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, glory to God. Thank you.
We love you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our chief ambassador being back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody on God's
side.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your many blessings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we have somebody that we can lean on. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Identification before we go. I thought we'd get it tomorrow night. We will. But I want to give us that station identification. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Are listening to Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. Call in to the station number is 347-546-595-2035. Apologize for the interruptions, but God bless. We've been heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners and more than 195 countries? And to God be the glory. We've been heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Italy, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. I want to thank our Speak International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message all around the world. And may God ever bless you, sir. Keep on doing what you do. Back to you.
Thank you again. Oh, God bless you. And again, we just thank the Lord all over the world. Amen. We're trying to lead people. Help us. We're trying to lead people into giving God 1,000 thank yous all over the world. And tonight, at least out of that 100 million listeners, tonight we at least had a million, maybe two, I believe, that took time out to give God praise. If 2 million took time to give him praise and give him 1,000 thank yous, do you realize that's over 2 billion praises worldwide that went up? Because 2 million people giving God 1,000 thank yous is 2 billion thank yous. And thank God for all the praises that went up tonight. Just once you realize what God is doing, and you think the devil is doing stuff, look what the Lord is doing. Amen. The old saints used to sing that song, look what the Lord has done. Yeah, look what the Lord has done. And learn how to praise what God has done. And to get the word out about what God is doing rather than trying to put the word out about what the devil is doing. Amen. God is to be worshipped, and God is to be adored, and God is to be praised. So we do thank him for everything that he has done, and thank him for the miracle-working power of Jesus Christ and the Lord God Almighty. Well, we've been on here, and I just want to be kind to you and remember your personal time. Amen. You've stayed on here, you came on here, and you've been with us. Thank you for honor us, and most of all for honoring the Lord to be on here, stopping for 20 minutes to give him 1,000 thank yous. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. And don't think he's going to overlook you. When you praise him like that, he won't forget about you. That's why people say Jesus remembers when others forget. And he will remember you. When you least think it, he'll be there for you. And he'll see you through your storm. Watch and see. I tell people he's closer to you when you're down than many times when you're up. Because when you're up, you feel like you don't really need no help. But when you're down, then that's when you humble yourself to know that you need God's help. And I do need his help more than ever before. Oh, thank God for what he's done right. But I certainly need his help. God bless you. May you have a wonderful night. We'll walk to the house tomorrow night, maybe, whenever the Lord needs me. All right, we'll walk to the house. Don't forget to be on the prayer line in the morning at 6 a.m. Oh, so much is happening on there. And people are giving God thanks and praise reports like never before. God bless you. Remember when I said miracles like you've never seen in 2015? Yeah, there are many things that have happened this year. One of them is Mother Adelaide Johnson. Amen. Like we've never seen miracles upon her life. They thought she was going to die. This year, God turned it around. She's a miracle like we've never seen in 2015. But I said that to tell you that before the year is out, this is November, before the year is out, look for some spectacular. Whoa! That's the Holy Ghost speaking. Look for some spectacular things to happen. And perhaps I'm talking to you because it may happen in your life. I don't know. If you saw me, what am I doing right now? I grabbed that. I took my hand, opened it up, and grabbed it like I was grabbing a something out of the air. Grabbed it. For the years out. Amen. God's going to do some miracles, some spectacular things like we've never seen in 2015. Grab that again. You better listen. You better listen. That came out of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful night. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.